It's The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in today. No escape for priced-out Seattleites. That was a Seattle Times headline this month. Home prices set record for an hour's drive in every direction. So let's talk home buying now. The anxiety, the triumph, the multiple cash offers. And we want to hear your story. What is your experience trying to buy a home here? And how has this market affected the way you think about buying and living? Again, our phone number, call right now, 206-543-5869. 206-543-KUOW. My first guest is Skylar Olson, a senior economist with the real estate marketplace Zillow. Welcome, Skylar.
For having me.
What kind of homes are even available in the Seattle area right now?
Let's just go with very, very few. If I was looking at other markets across the country, I would say things like, well, you know, there is availability, but it's all on that higher end.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, very sparse in the lower entry level or affordable level homes. In Seattle, we're such a fast growing market and so many people are coming to this area. The people that are coming to this area make pretty high incomes that we're sparse across the board. Inventory in Seattle is 20% lower than it was last year. And last year, we have been having a very similar conversation about how few homes were available to sell.
20% fewer than last year when we were having the same conversation.
Exactly, right? Yeah. It's progressively getting harder and harder. And a lot of that is that this market stays incredibly competitive and the competitiveness is spreading further and further and further out. So if you are trying to find something that's more affordable, something that you have the down payment for, you're moving far, far up north, you're checking out Tacoma. You know, there are possibilities within Seattle, but they're so competitive, they go so fast. It's a little bit easier further out, but still also incredibly hard.
Well, you mentioned Tacoma. There are many, many jobs in Tacoma and Bellevue and Kent and Everett, but is the market still dominated by people wanting to live close to Seattle jobs? Is that still the main thing?
No, just here? Across the board, across the Seattle metropolitan area, we are incredibly expensive.
Okay.
Right? Home values in the city of Seattle are growing at 12%. In Tacoma, they're growing at 13%, right? So across the board.
Across the,
competitive,
yes.
Competitive.
You just gave us a great slogan for the Puget Sound area. Puget Sound, sparse across the board. Good phrase. That other voice you may hear is Denise Rodriguez, who's the deputy director of the Washington Home Ownership Resource Center. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you.
First of all, Home Ownership Resource Center, how focused are you on home ownership? I mean, maybe an apartment makes more sense now?
Well, we are 100% focused on home ownership, and that includes types of housing like condos, townhomes, houses. And so what we do is we help give potential home buyers the information they need to be more competitive when they're out there in this crazy market. We also work with current homeowners that might need assistance with repairs and also with homeowners who are in danger of losing their home to foreclosure. So we sort of do all of that and we do that statewide.
Are you seeing, though, significant numbers of people giving up and saying home ownership is just not going to happen right now in this area?
I don't think so. I think home ownership is still considered by most people an integral part of the American dream. And I think that with the rental prices being also in a crisis state right now in the area, that, you know, sure, you could stay as a renter, but that's not actually going to be much more affordable or better long term.
In terms of rent prices, the Seattle market is the fastest growing market across the U.S. as well. So you're really stuck between a rock and a hard place affording housing in Seattle because it is so hot. I mean, it's a great place to live. We're very attractive. We've got a lot of great job growth. But that just puts pressure on housing that doesn't evolve very fast. It's really hard for us to build what we need to build to keep pace.
We have a call right now. We are taking your story at KUOW. We're at 206-543-5869 for your home buying tales of woe or triumph. 543-KUOW. Leanne in Ballard, welcome.
Hi there.
What's your story?
Oh, man. So it took us almost 2 years of going to open houses every weekend with our 3-year-old and our 2-year-old at the time. We had already put down 7 offers on homes and we were rejected. And so then we were feeling defeated. We thought, I don't know if we can get in. And we almost gave up, but our realtor told us to just keep trying. And so our last ditch effort, we said, you know what? We're going to make a flyer. We put our family photo on there, gave our little life story.
Your life story?
And it, yeah, and we basically just went door to door in our old neighborhood that we were renting in Ballard. And we went door to door for two blocks and, you know, knocked on homes, introduced ourselves, said, you know, we live down the street. We would love to move into this neighborhood. So if you know of anybody, if you're going to give up your house or sell it, please let us know.
Wow. Was it your actual photo or did you put on a photo of street urchins from the musical Oliver or something?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know. We were that clever. Yeah, it was a photo that we took our first year in Seattle. And yeah, crickets. Nobody responded, you know. And then maybe a few weeks after that, we put in an offer on another home up in North Ballard and we got in. And that was after 2 years. It was crazy.
2 years. So what's the lesson, Leanne? How are you doing? What have you learned?
If you really want to buy in Seattle, you have to have your top line budget. Just say, we can't go higher than this. And start low. I mean, if that's, let's say you have a top, you know, you can't go your max, basically, you have to start looking at houses $100,000 or maybe 20% lower, you know, and be really aggressive. At the end, you have to just go all in, you know, you can't go in with any contingencies.
No contingencies. Okay, well, I'm glad it worked out for you. Thank you, Leanne. Thanks for calling. We're taking your call, 206-543-5869. What did you think of Leanne's advice?
Yeah, I mean, we find one of the biggest regrets that home shoppers have is not starting early enough, right? Because it is so competitive, it does take so long. And I think, you know, to her point of, you know, really understand your budget, you know, don't just focus on that sticker price either. Focus on, you know, the monthly expenses. There are a lot of things about owning a home that are different than renting that, you know, you really have to account for, from property taxes to having to maintain this home, right? You're on the hook when the plumbing goes out, right? And that's going to be a part of the expense as well. So really trying to, you know, maybe sit down with someone, look at your own finances, you know, how much can you actually afford per month and figure out what that translates to given, you know, what you have saved for a down payment. And then you have to be able to move fast. So you need to be pre-approved. You need to have talked to a lender and, you know, maybe even someone like Denise and their programs too.
I would think getting a down payment would be daunting these days.
I don't think that the credit market is as tight as it was when we saw during the recession in the months after the recession. So uh-huh. I think lending is available for people. It's not the issue isn't necessarily getting approved for the loan, but definitely having enough at your disposal to be able to get into something with an affordable payment. And in that area, a down payment assistance program can be very helpful. Some people have the ability to go to family members and borrow from family members to help with the down payment. But there are actually statewide programs. There's a City of Seattle program. There are all kinds of programs that offer down payment assistance. Some of them go up to as high as 120% of the area median income, and that can be really helpful for somebody to be able to bridge that gap between what their income says maybe is the right kind of payment for them by just taking a little bit more out of the equation and putting it into that down payment.
One of our listeners, Heather, told us her home buying story on Facebook. She said, we needed to move in quickly since I was 39 weeks pregnant. So we waived all contingencies and shifted our search from the north part to the south part of the city. We also grew hearts and nerves of steel to make a traditionally very emotional endeavor into a more business-minded one. That's the second time we've heard that. What does that say when you think a business-minded approach is to waive all your contingencies, which means you give up your ability to leave a deal if something bad comes up?
Yeah, I mean, that's scary, actually, right? That's a pretty scary thing.
That's what Leanne said, too.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that people feel like they have to do that. The fact is Seattle is so competitive that you often do, right? And you have to do it. It almost becomes, you know, there's a little bit of game theory there, right? If everyone's doing it, I have to do it too. Otherwise, I can't win this bid. And, it, you know, the same thing with trying to get, you know, the size of that down payment and figuring out at what Leanne said, how far can I stretch for that down payment? Because some people, you know, are also worried about, because I waived all those contingencies, the financing won't come through. Right. So the seller is also worried about who they select in terms of the 10 bids that they got on that offer. Maybe they wanted to go with the family that pulled on their heartstrings, but worrying about whether or not the financing actually comes through on the other side is an issue. Right. So it is so tough out there.
I wish that we could all agree right now together that nobody is going to waive their inspections anymore.
Right.
We could just all agree to stop doing it.
Yeah, everyone has to agree to it.
Right.
Right. In the meantime, everyone's doing it ahead of time. That's $500 a pop every time you're going up for this bid. And you're doing it, you know, what, 6-7 times in Seattle as you continue. That's a lot of money up front that's eating away.
Here's some Molly in Roosevelt. Welcome, Molly. What's your story?
What's your
home buying saga?
Well, we are currently renters. We have yet to buy in Seattle. My husband and I are both independent contractors, so it's been really hard for us to get a loan and get financing. And frankly, we don't look that attractive to sellers, both as independent contractors. We make pretty okay money, so that's kind of what we're running into. And kind of tough. So we live in the Roosevelt neighborhood, and we rent about a block from the new light rail station. And we just found out that our neighbors across the street, all six houses, created an LLC and sold to a developer. And so right across the street from us is a 65-foot apartment building that's going to be going in this year. So we're trying to get out of this neighborhood before all that construction starts because we have two little kids, but it's not looking good.
Any advice for Molly?
Patience. And if you think about, you know, that, you know, your new light rail coming in, you know, hopefully with ST3 and everything goes really well, you know, light rail will be continued to expand outward. And so living further away from Seattle becomes more reasonable, right? So going further and further afield is, you know, is great advice to see, you know, how far you can stretch that commute and still remain sane. And then hopefully it gets better as those, you know, massive transit investments start going in and taking place. But in the meantime, you know, as much as those new apartment buildings really change the character of where we live, and for those that are currently there, that can sometimes be very upsetting. Big picture, that's a super important move in order to continue to keep housing and rental affordable, you know, in Seattle, because as much as it's really hard to buy, it's really hard to rent in Seattle right now too. And really the way that you get out of that is we need more housing. And often that means more density.
Katie tweets, home buying? Stern face emoji. My partner and I are likely moving back to the South. She's a nurse and will take a 50% pay cut, but we can get a house with land for $200,000.
Yeah.
Any advice that people, Denise, should start doing now, you know, ahead of time, while they're even starting to think about looking for a home?
Definitely. I think the moment you start thinking about buying a home, meeting with a housing counselor would be a really smart thing to do. Housing counselors, they do pre-purchase counseling. They can sit down and look at your budget, your income, your expenses, your debt. They can pull your credit. So you can have a 100% accurate picture of what your buying power is before you start to look. And they can actually tell you what kind of action steps you might want to take to improve your position. Maybe you need to pay down some of your debt so you can free up that income for a mortgage payment. Maybe you need to work on building your credit to get your credit score as high as you can so that when you do borrow, you're getting the best deal you can get. So a pre-purchase counselor would be an excellent resource for somebody. Also, there are home buyer education classes that are available that will talk to you about the entire process of buying a home. For people who've never done this before, things like closing costs and, you know, there's all these words and terms you don't really know what they mean. But understanding how it works, what the process is, what the timeline is like will make you a smarter buyer, which will make you more competitive. And the more you know, the more competitive you can be. Both of those are things that I would recommend you do before you even start working with a realtor, before you get pre-approved. Just do that ahead of time because you may need some time to work on your credit and to work on your savings.
We're taking your call 206-543-5869. On KUOW's Facebook page, Shelley writes, "We moved to Renton. Love it over here. Still had to throw on a significant escalation clause." That's when you agree to a price, but if the seller offers, you know, gets a higher offer, you're willing to go up even higher.
Right.
Right. So had to throw on a significant escalation clause, waive the inspection, there it is again, and write a personal letter with a family photo to compete with the several other offers after 24 hours on the market. Do sellers really favor somebody based on their family photo? Does that work?
Well, I actually am pretty convinced that I I like to joke, it's a little bit of gallows humor, that I got the last affordable house in all of Seattle. I bought 4 years ago using a down payment assistance program because I am a nonprofit employee. And I did write one of those letters. And I am absolutely convinced that the person that sold to me chose my offer over the cash offer on the table because of the things that were in my letter about being a part of the community and really wanting to stay there. I had relationships. I knew the names of the checkers at the grocery store. And I think it resonated with her. And that was why she chose me instead of the probably more easy money cash offer that she also had on the table.
Did you tell any white lies in that letter?
No.
Okay. Good for you.
I'm a data nerd. When I bought my house, I wrote a letter. So I think all of us...
A letter from a data nerd.
Yeah,
what was that like?
Yeah. Well, you know, I tried to put my human foot forward. I think it can matter, especially when, you know, there are a lot of options out there. And there are people who want to make sure that their home that they themselves loved and formed memories in goes on to someone who could do the same. That said,
I might consider a letter. I would never base my selling on a photo of somebody. It feels... What, I'm going to judge somebody's worthiness based on how they staged their Yen Louis picture?
I mean, when it's so competitive, you'll try anything, right?
Like, right,
do,
yeah.
Do what you can.
Do what you can.
Just tagging on some the other advice, you know, you said get educated, certainly get educated, and then prepare to shop around. You know, people spend more time shopping for a TV or a vacation than they do for a loan, but that interest rate, you know, even, you know, a small percentage point lower can save you a lot of money in the long term. So get educated first and then be prepared to shop around. And know your options.
We're obviously taking your story of home buying angst or triumph and giving you some advice as well. And this call comes from Bellingham. Dale, you work in Kirkland and live in Bellingham?
Yes, I do. Yeah. And we had looked in the greater Seattle area for, it seemed like forever, trying to find an affordable house, and kept going further and further north. And then... was talking to somebody one day, and they mentioned Bellingham to us. So we looked into it a little bit online, and then we came up here and we rented a hotel, and we stayed about 5 or 6 days, and we got hooked up with a realtor, and we just looked at everything we could look at in Bellingham, and we found an absolutely wonderful house that we could afford, and it's close to downtown. We can walk everywhere, close to the university, and right, we have a beautiful view of the bay, and we were just blown away.
So you get every morning, you get in your RV and you drive toward your office in Kirkland, and then you what, camp in the Snohomish area overnight and then start again in the morning?
And not quite.
Oh, okay. What's it like?
Well, I do telecommute about 2 or 3 days a week sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do have to go in to the Kirkland Woodinville area, it's an hour and 20 minutes. And I have friends that live in West Seattle, and it takes them that long to get just to get downtown.
Fair point.
So yeah, it's a good alternative, honestly.
Okay, that's good, Dale and Bellingham. Thank you. So be willing to expand your horizons on where you're willing to live. I don't know, why not just find a job in Vancouver, BC at that point. But he apparently has a good job in Kirkland. They let him telecommute. Also on Facebook, Shelley says, what we found strategy-wise was just to be ready to pull the trigger the day you see the house. There is literally no time to think with a desirable property. Know what you're looking for, recognize it when you see it, and go. Is there a danger, though, in exaggerating how urgent it is to get this exact house without an inspection, without contingency protections? Because I found I'm basically about as happy no matter where I live.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's of course a danger when, you know, you've been going through the same process over and over again and you're losing bid after bid after bid. You're getting exhausted, right? We're finding that people in that kind of scenario are far more likely to go over their intended budget. Right. And so that's the danger, is you're going to stretch yourself a little bit too far. So be ready to move, but also be very aware of not letting yourself being swept away beyond what you can afford. Remember to, you know, it is very, very painful to have to foreclose on a home.
Yeah.
I think that's also where the pre-purchase counseling and sort of doing all that preparation comes in handy. If you are in a relationship and you have things that you want out of your new home and your partner has things that they want, you need to have that discussion ahead of time so that you're very clear on what are the features that are must-have features, what are features that would be nice to have but you can live without, so that you do recognize the perfect home when you see it and you are ready to move really quickly on that.
Caitlin says, I bought a townhouse in Seattle near Carkeek Park. Patience, persistence, and saving. So this is kind of the opposite of the do whatever it takes. Oh, my God, I have to get this house. Caitlin says, I had been looking for over a year, was outbid on nearly a dozen offers. I was about to give up, and then I was the only offer on this townhouse with a nice view. Not spending money on material things and saving money helped me have a down payment ready. So it's a little more voice of prudence.
Yeah, well, I think she's saying a very similar thing still, right? Is where she was patient, but she was actively waiting.
Yeah.
She wasn't passively waiting for the townhome to come up. She was constantly scanning, constantly looking for that opportunity, and then likely got lucky.
Yeah.
And sometimes those non-standard, you know, not the single family home with the picket fence or the large yard can be less competitive, and still be your perfect home.
Yeah. Speaking of Twitter, we're at KUOW. M tweets, we started hunting last year after our landlord told us he was selling to a developer, couldn't compete, finally moved to Port Townsend. And then Mandy, thank you, Mandy. Mandy tweets, submitting a photo with a home bid works great, said every white person in America. Mm. Sort of what I was getting at, right? That's a little hinky, isn't it? Keely says, we had to significantly downsize from what we were used to in Utah. In addition, we had to go a bit further from Bellevue to find a house we could afford. The very competitive bid process was also a shock to us, but North Bend is nice, and I like being close to the mountains. So and they filmed Twin Peaks there. So,
yeah.
But you know, North Bend, that's not just a bit further from Bellevue. That's a lifestyle change, which sounds like it worked out well for Keely.
Yeah,
I think right now in the market, the way that it is, people are having to make some very hard choices. If it's very important for you to live in the city, then you're probably looking at something that's much smaller. You're looking at something that's a townhome or a condo. And if you are, you know, if your heart is set on a single family home with a yard and the white picket fence, then you probably are looking at something that is going to result in a longer commute for you. So it is a series of trade-offs. And I think right now it is, I would think, very hard for people to get everything that they want.
Let's take one more call. This is from Tom in Ballard. And Tom, you made a personal connection with the homeowner?
Yeah. My wife and I had been looking for a few months. We started looking in about April. And luckily, I mean, just with so many stories that we've heard with friends of ours and with people that we know, like spending, you know, a year or more looking for a house, like we feel like we got really lucky. And we went and toured a house, and the owner of the house was there, like doing some yard work. So we had a face-to-face interaction with them, and we had probably one of the lowest offers that they received. But they really were struck by how committed we kind of had said that we wanted to be in this area for a long time, and we wanted to continue the legacy of the house, which had been in their family since 1949. So there was a personal connection that I think really helped us land that offer. And but we were very surprised by it. I mean, we were expecting to have this be a long haul for us, you know, going into the winter and even into next year. But we're very thankful that we were able to land a house.
Yeah, we can get all into down payments, et cetera. But Tom speaking up again for the personal connection. Thank you, Tom. And getting nodding heads from my guests. Have you noted? We just have a minute left. I guess I would just say then, if you had a wonderful home buying experience and you bought it just the right time and everything's worked out great for you, don't feel guilty. I know we're hearing a lot of stories, understandably, right, about trouble. But sometimes it works out great, and lucky you. And not everyone's so lucky. We've been talking about all of this with my guests here on KUOW. We've been talking with Skylar Olson, senior economist with the real estate marketplace Zillow. Thanks a lot, Skylar.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And also we've been talking with Denise Rodriguez, deputy director of the Washington Homeownership Resource Center. You want to share a phone number, Denise?
I would. Thank you very much. So we do run a homeownership hotline. If you would like more information about programs that are available in your area statewide, you can call our hotline at 1-877-894-4663.
One more time.
1-877-894-4663.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening and calling. Good luck to you. Happy living. This is KUOW Seattle.